Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechas Vachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Druzi V'Kohagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now up until now we've learned about the psul of Shaloi Lishma. Now from here to the end of the Perek, we're going to be learning about another two psulim, Chutz L'Zmanoi and Chutz L'Mkoymoi. Every carbon has a specific time, that zman, and place, which is makim, that it's brought in and eaten in. And any proper thought during one of the four main avodas, which we already know are Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, will pass the carbon. So Mishnah Beis tells us one who shechs the carbon, lives erek domen b'chutz, with intention that he's going to sprinkle the blood outside the azara, or mixes domen b'chutz, or with intention he's going to sprinkle part of the blood outside the azara, or lahak yosei mura b'chutz, or mixes mura b'chutz. His intention during the shechita was that he's going to be makter the imurim, he's going to bring the sacrificial parts, whatever parts of this particular carbon are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, he's going to be makter them outside the azara, or part of them outside the azara, or lechol b'sar b'chutz, or kezayas b'sar b'chutz, to eat all of the meat, or at least to kezayas of the meat outside where he's not allowed to. He had an intention that he's going to eat a kezias from the skin of the tail outside. In all these situations, pasul v'ein b'kares. The carbon is completely pasul because he had a thought of chutz l'mkoymoi outside the proper place. However, if one eats from this meat, they're not going to be chayv kares. Now, this thought of chutz l'mkoymoi is in contrast to a different one, which is the chutz l'zmanei one. Let's say his thought was lizrik damoi l'machar, or miktas damoi l'machar. When he shechted it, he had an intention that he's going to do zrikas adam tomorrow, or at least he's going to do zrikas adam to some of the blood tomorrow, or l'hakter imur v'l'machar, ay, mixes imur v'l'machar. His intention was to bring the imurim tomorrow, or some of the imurim tomorrow, or lechel b'sar l'machar, kezayas b'sar l'machar, that he's going to eat the meat tomorrow, or at least the kezayas of the meat tomorrow, ay, lechel kezayas me'ar ha'ali l'machar, or that he's going to eat a kezayas of the skin of the tail tomorrow. Here it's much more chamer, it's called pigol, v'chayavan olav kares. Pigol means repulsive and pushed away, and someone's chayav kares if they eat from this meat. So here we have our two big psulim, chutz l'mkoymoi and chutz l'zmanoi. Both of them will pass through the carbon. However, chutz l'mkoymoi only passes the carbon, but if somebody eats from the meat, he's not chayv karis, as opposed to pigol, which is chutz l'zmanoi, outside the proper time, that he's going to do one of these things outside the proper time frame. So one who eats this meat is chayv karis. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more details. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol sheichet v'makabel v'mahalach v'azorek lechol davar shedarkoi lechol. If one of these avoidas were done, the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, again, these are the main four avoidas, and the improper intention was regarding eating something that's supposed to be eaten, for example, the meat, or lahakter davar shedarkoi lahakter, the intention was regarding being makter, burning on the mizbeach, something that's supposed to be burned, which is the burim. And the thought was, chotzam kaimai, that he's going to do it outside the proper place, pasul v'ein by karis. Over there again, it's pasul and there's no karis. And if the thought was, chotzlas manai, he's going to do it outside the proper time, pigol v'chayavan ol karis. This is called pigol. And if somebody eats from the meat, they're chayav karis. Ubil vad shiyikrav hamater kimitzvasai. That's as long as the matir, that which permits the carbon, which is the blood, was brought in its proper way. In other words, the general rule is that specifically with chotzlas Zmanoi, to be mefagel a carbon, to make it pigol. In order for that to happen, that has to be that it was the only thought that he had. He had a thought of chutz l'zmanoi, and then he brought the dam. He sprinkled it on the mizbeach. Bekashros, that he did regular, so then we say it's considered pigol. But if there was a different psul involved as well, which we're going to see in the next Mishnah, then the carbon is not psul. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalan and Hay continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.